Another travel horror story over the weekend, this time for international passengers at Los Angeles International Airport. Some travelers who had spent 16 hours or more in the air had to wait on the tarmac at LAX for another 6 or 7 hours because they couldn't get processed at customs. The problem was a computer glitch. It left about 18,000 passengers cooling their heels on planes, in waiting areas, and in line at passport control. Food ran out, so did bottled water. Passenger Jamie Locke of Portland says the flight attendants did what they could.
They were great in helping us out, getting us drinks and whatnot, but nevertheless, we ended up staying about 7 hours just sitting in our seats.
Ari Blumakatz is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He was at LAX while Homeland Security officials scrambled to get things back to normal, and he's here now. And Ari, how long did it take finally to get all those passengers processed?
Well, they finally got the last passengers processed about 4 a.m., they really got their main system back up and running sometime shortly before midnight that night.
So that's 4 a.m. Sunday, you're saying?
Correct. So it was really until they got that main system back up and running that they could really process everyone at the normal speed that they had been going at beforehand.
What time did the computers go down on Saturday?
2 p.m. is when the system completely crashed. And Saturday is the busiest day for customs, when about 27,000 people on an average Saturday, it'll come through customs, and 2 p.m. is kind of in the middle of this really, really busy day that they usually have.
And it took another 10 hours for the computers to get back up.
Correct. And computers were down not only at the Tom Bradley International Terminal, but having to do with customs at all of the international terminals.
And what was the problem?
The problem, their officials are fairly unsure exactly what the problem was. They know that there was a hardware glitch in the system that affected only the local system there at LAX.
And these computers are for identifying people who are on terrorist watch lists, right?
Correct. It's not only for folks identifying terrorist watch lists, but it'll be for folks that, say, may have had outstanding warrants and coming into the country, once again trying to come through a different airport or something of that nature. Basically, these computers tell you everything you would want to know about a person coming into the United States.
So how alarmed are officials that a computer glitch could shut this down?
What is possibly most telling about how alarmed officials were absolutely how serious they took the situation. Immediately after the computer glitch, we really saw no passengers going through. One of the spokesmen for U.S. and Border Patrol out there said, he didn't think it had anything to do with terrorism. He didn't think that they were hacked. However, they were extremely concerned about the fact that there was someone possibly standing in line there at customs that they didn't want coming into the country.
And the mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, he wants an investigation.
Well, I think one thing that a lot of folks are wondering is whether or not they needed to stay on planes for absolutely this long. I heard reports on staying on planes for 7, 8, 9 hours. Some older folks that had gotten sick, some very small children there as well.
Ari, thank you.
No problem.
Ari Blumakatz is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.